Parshat Kitisa, we read about the Chetei. The basic story is well known. Moshe Rabbeinu is up in Har Sinai. He's been there for 40 days and 40 nights, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and tells him, as he's about ready to go down, They bow down to it, they sacrifice to it, they say these are your God. Moshe Rabbeinu's mispalel for Bnei Israel, there's a temporary reprieve. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Har Sinai, he has the two lochos in his hands, and Yeshua meets him, and they hear noise, and Yeshua doesn't know what the noise is, and Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, Kol anos anochi shamea. Moshe Rabbeinu comes to the machaneh, he sees the egel, Moshe gets angry, he takes the luchos, and he throws them down, and he breaks them at the bottom, v'yishaber otam tachasahad. So Rabbi Nel asks the question. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that there was an egel. Hashem told him there was an egel. He knew there was an egel. So if he comes down and he sees the egel, and he breaks the luchos, so why did he bring the luchos down? He's not giving the luchos to Bnei Yisrael anyway. And he can't say that he was surprised by the fact that he saw an egel, because Hashem told him there was going to be an egel. So why didn't he just leave the luchos? If he breaks the luchos, the message is because Bnei Yisrael aren't worthy of getting the luchos. Not worthy of getting the luchos. So it's not for you. Break this. It's not for you. Leave them in Shemayim. Shemayim. Leave them on top of Har Sinai. Maybe tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take him back to Shemayim. Leave the luchos to make back HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why bother schlepping them down? Pardon the expression. Why bother taking them down and breaking them? Let's give Bob another question. Well, there are different answers that are given. Yeah, Rabbi Nel himself said, Moshe knew that he was going to break the luchos. There was no surprise. He knew Bnei Yisrael weren't going to be worthy. So why didn't he just leave them up in Har Sinai? Because he wanted Bnei Yisrael to see him breaking the luchos. If Moshe Rabbeinu would have come down from Har Sinai empty-handed, and he would have said, listen, because Bob decided not to give you guys the luchos. So, it would have made a bit of an impression on Bnei Yisrael. But when Moshe Rabbeinu comes along and says, you see these luchos, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give you, or wanted to give you. Smash! That already makes a much greater impression on Bnei Yisrael. Then Bnei Yisrael already see and realize what they're missing. When it's within their grasp and they see it, and they're about to take it, it's like a person wants to give you a check, and so I thought I was getting a check for $1 million, but I decided not to. But the person comes along, here's the check, you see, it's made out to you, $1 million. And as he's tearing it up, your eyeballs are popping up. Like, how could you do that? And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu brought down the luchos, and then broke them. So Yaakov Kamenevsky's itself, but for a different approach. Because Moshe Rabbeinu brought down the luchos, and he hadn't yet decided that he was going to break the luchos. He thought that maybe it wouldn't be necessary to break the luchos. Because Moshe Rabbeinu makes the following cheshbon about what's going on. Bnei Yisrael have witnessed tremendous miracles. They heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak to them from Har Sinai 40 days earlier, an event that never had occurred before in world history, nor will ever occur again. It must have been on a very high madrega. So 40 days later, they made for themselves an egel. What could have happened? What could have gotten into them that they made the egel? Actually, Mefarshim talk about what was Bnei Yisrael's mistake. The Midrashim say that the Satan came and showed Bnei Yisrael an image that Moshe Rabbeinu was dead. Bnei Yisrael, of course, had made a miscalculation as to when Moshe Rabbeinu should have returned. So Bnei Yisrael are now feel leaderless. Moshe Rabbeinu has always been the conduit between them and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they need some sort of conduit, something in between them and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're not used to having, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke two of the details to them, but Moshe Rabbeinu is always there. So when you need some sort of conduit, something that the Shekhinah will rest on, so there's only one thing that they really know. They know what they saw in Mitzrayim. People made all sorts of images, and the gods rested, or their presence rested on the image. So that's what they did. But Moshe Rabbeinu says it was a terrible, terrible thing that they did. But they were probably desperate. They probably felt that they had no choice. They went about this probably very reluctantly, so they made a terrible mistake, and I'm going to have to educate them, and I'm going to have to tell them, and maybe we're going to have to punish some of the people involved. But I'm sure that as soon as I can come down, they'll realize, they'll say, oh, we didn't really want to do it, they'll regret it right away. There's something yet to be salvaged. There's one thing that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't aware of. One thing he didn't know about until he came down. One thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, he made an egel, Vayishtachavu lo, Vayizbuchu lo, they bowed down, they sacrificed. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down, Vayi kasher karav al hamachane, Vayaris ha'egel, that he knew that. The pasuk says, "Vayaris ha'egel umecholos." He saw them dancing around the egel. He saw the hislavos the egel. Lebedikai. They were lively dancing around the egel. They were so happy there was an egel. Look at this joyous celebration. Look what we have. We have our own egel. When it says, Vayaris ha'egel u'mecholos, that he didn't know about. Vayichar af Moshe, that angered Moshe. Vayashlech miyadav esaluchas v'yishab osam tachas sahar. It was one thing that they reached some sort of desperate intellectual decision that maybe they need some go-between, they don't know what to do, and they built for themselves an ego. But when he saw how happy they were that they had this ego, and that happiness represented, oh, we too have a chance to do a little, go back to our bit of Avodah Zarah. Because Avodah Zarah allows a person to do more whatever they want to. There are very little rules and regulations in Avodah Zarah. And Chazal tell us that when they built the Egel, in addition to Avodah Zarah, they wrote on Shvichus Damim and Gilui Arayos. Shvichus Damim, they killed Chur, Miriam's son. We all bring you the Arayas because, that's idolatry, immorality. And we saw that they did it with such levedikai, such liveliness. Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, can't just sit down and have a discussion with God. He didn't realize how bad the situation was, and that's why he smashed the luchos. Tach b'sahar. You have to start all over from scratch. Saw him, Shabbos, I was looking at a certain sefer, and he quotes a saying from the Chaim Brisker. Chaim says, the Egel Azov, which was made over 3,000 years ago, no longer exists. The Egel Azov was destroyed by Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Mecholos still exists. The dancing still exists. The dancing wasn't destroyed by Moshe. What does he mean? So it was a very sharp comment. Then I was trying to figure out what he meant by it. What does he mean the dancing still exists? Deep down, it seems when Bnei Yisrael had some sort of opportunity, some sort of reason, some sort of an excuse to go ahead and revert back to Avodah Zarah, because we know from Sukkim and the Navi and Yecheskel, Bnei Yisrael loved the Avodah Zarah in the Chayim. So when they had that excuse to go back to be over the Avodah Zarah, they did it with such levitikite. They did it with such joy. Oh, we get to be over the Avodah Zarah again. That was never destroyed. Because deep down, maybe inside all of us, there's a Yetzirah that's brewing, that just would like us to, you know, not to be burdened down, kav yochel, as it were, with fasting and slotasay, having to be over the Hashem and your Shemayim and being good people. Right? Deep down, maybe we want to be like the good old days or the bad old days. That nicholo, that desire for the dancing, or that what the dancing expressed, that deep down in the recesses of our Yetzirah still exists. And therefore maybe the Torah and Chazal throughout the ages realized how important it is to reign in the Yetzirah, how important it is have all sorts of barriers for that Yetzirah. And not to let the person just let his Yetzirah roam free just a little bit, because, you know, I can get up to the borderline of what's good and bad and then stop. Deep down, maybe we still have those desires from the days of Mitzrayim, the willingness to, the looking forward, although we wouldn't admit it, to those L'cholos. And therefore, Chazal throughout the ages, that we destroyed, the Egel Azel was destroyed, but we need to keep an eye out for those Mahalos.